Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Last year, the Patriots were 5-3 heading into Week 10, the same record that they hold right now heading into Week 10. Now that the bye week is officially over, the team will prepare to face a division foe they've already seen once this season, the Buffalo Bills. But first, let's take a look at some key components of that Patriots offense that worked so well in Round 1. The Bills are 3-5, and judging from their record, they may not seem to be much of a threat. But head coach Bill Belichick reminded us in a conference call on Monday that when the Patriots played them in Week 4, the game was much more competitive than the final score showed. Now that the bye week has passed, the team will get to work on what's ahead, and there are a few things to note as they head into Round 2. Let's talk about Brandon Bolden. The rookie had the game of his career so far in the NFL. Running no huddle and the explosive ground game proved to gas the Bills' defense in September, and Bolden was the team's leading rusher. He finished with 16 carries for 137 yards. Stephen Ridley wasn't far behind him with 106 yards. Now those numbers earned the Patriots a game they haven't seen since 1980, two running backs going over 100 yards each in the same game. Bolden has been inactive the past two games due to a knee injury, but Shane Vereen has been making strides in his place. Can the ground game be as effective the second time around? The Patriots also dominated in the passing game and recorded over 100 yards each from Rob Gronkowski and Wes Welker. Aaron Hernandez was inactive in Week 4, and even though he didn't play against the Rams, he has seen playing time since the injury. But the question is, will we see him as part of this offense this week? This time, the Patriots will have the home field advantage, but will that be something the Patriots can use in their favor? Tom Brady isn't wasting much time on studying up for the Bills. He said in a radio interview on WEEI that he spent some time during the bye week to check in on the opponent they'll play this week. Even though he had over 300 passing yards in Week 4, Week 10 is a new ballgame.
Just take it one game at a time. I mean, right now we're just trying to get ready for Buffalo. Not really worried about the whole second half of the season. We're just trying to take Buffalo and see if we can do a good job against them.
There's still plenty of time to prepare this week for the Buffalo Bills, so only time will tell for what we'll see on Sunday. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.